Blog Talk Radio.
About our people
be in the nation again. Understanding these prophecies, these things that we see in our country, the hate that's being poured out from the top to the bottom, from the government to the public, all of these things they pushing. You got white folks calling the police on black people for nothing. I'm looking at the news yesterday. I have to tell you this. I'm looking at the news yesterday. And there's two beautiful women. And what I mean by beautiful is their characters. Two beautiful women, older women, were helping their community every day, giving away free stuff, free clothes, shoes, and stuff like that. Do you know somebody had the nerve to call the police on them and said they was doing something, you know, pretty much the little charades they got going on right now with calling the police on black folks? I mean, this is really sad, for real. These two people I'm talking about, these two ladies, were helping their communities for years, I believe, if I can remember the story correctly. Anyway, you know, they had this older lady on TV. You know, she was very upset, of course, from something she was used to doing, love helping other people, the less fortunate. This was her drive. And it's just sad to know that we in a state right now where our people are accepting this. We cannot, I repeat, elders, young brothers and sisters, everybody, we cannot accept this. There has to be a point in time where we put our foot down, where we demand what we should have been demanding all this time. Instead of trying to, you know, force agreements or try to get somebody to believe and see what we... No, it ain't about that. Let's focus on what we're supposed to be doing as a nation. Brothers and sisters, that's the main point that I want to point out. The three principles. Let me speak a little bit about them. Separate. Do no harm. Re-educate. Not in that order, but them are the three principles. Educate yourself. We want brothers and sisters to have a clear understanding of who you are as a Hebrew Israelite, as a descendant of the slaves. Know who you are today. Not just your name, your government name. Not just the fact that you're a Hebrew Israelite descendant. Know who you are, who God made you today. Because it's like our people are celebrating over and over again the fact that they figured out they're Hebrew Israelite. This is decade to decade. I studied these things for a while. I've been watching. And it's like, I just noticed the same thing. Our people go decade to decade. Every generation that's coming up that figures out who they are, they go through the same phase. They just celebrate, be happy, but nothing happens. Nothing transpires behind that. This is decade to decade. You can count back and go back and do the research and just notice what's done happened. And it's like our people should have learned from all this stuff. So we have to re-educate ourselves. And the re-education starts with you doing the work. Don't expect for somebody else to teach you nothing. Don't come to this show expecting me to teach you stuff. This is stuff you should already know. We just sharing what we understand biblically and factual information. We just putting it on the table. There's plenty of people out here that's bringing knowledge forth. But what is our people doing with it? That's the question. Are you just retaining knowledge just to say you know it? Or is you retaining knowledge to do something with it? Because that's what our people are coming up short at. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, I sat back for a while just to watch the elders to see who would figure this out before me. And it's like, ain't nobody figured this out yet. Or at least ain't nobody came forward with the understanding that needs to be at least spoken on to get our people attention and awareness to this, about constantly letting things go, folding over for these laws, re-education. That is amongst our brethren. We do that amongst ourselves. See, for decades, our elders gave away game accidentally, helping other people, teaching, and talking openly among our enemies. New Israel won't be nothing like that. We won't be a hateful people ever, because we're not hateful people. But we have all the right to be upset, angry, you know, disrespected. We have all these rights to feel that way. But just feeling that way isn't enough. We want to see our children in a better position, ourselves in a better position, living happy, under fair law, fair government. Our government is not even doing anything to balance out the problems that we're facing in the black communities. And we all know this. And this is my point of mentioning certain things to the elders. I would like for our elders to step forward a little bit more. Come together. Quit all these disagreements and this bickering. It's pointless right now. It's just a waste of time. Young brothers, I want y'all to follow their lead. Young sisters, follow the older sisters' lead. Don't just sit around and watch them. Follow their lead. We need our elders. They're very important in this picture. See, the enemy wanted to divide our family. The Father is trying to bring us all back together the way he formulated us to work, generation to generation. And because of the things that we've been adapted to in this country, the slave mentality that our people have, you know, we just trying to snap them out of that spell. The Father done blessed each and every one of us to be here. Ain't nobody no more important than the other. We all blessed. Blessing each day that you see, that you can tell your mother, father, brother, sister you love them, that you can get up and work on his job. These laws and things that's attached to the Hebrew people in America, this is what I want to expose. Because a lot of people, they looking for the truth, but they can't see it's right in their face. Every day you walk out your house, every day you go to work, it's right there. And the reason why you can't see it, or most people, you know, to think basic understanding in life, just live basic, they don't see the matrix that they're in. Technology has taken the world by storm. And this is not a coincidence. This was all planned out, brothers and sisters. Education is a very important aspect in what we're trying to bring forth to our people. Now, separating ourselves is the next step. How do we separate ourselves? It's very simple. You disconnect from what we've grown to believe and understand. That's right. You examine the facts on what needs to be done for yourself, for your family. Because today, this generation and the generation that will come behind them, they're sort of pushing separation. Individualism is nothing but another form of separation, brothers and sisters. Don't let the word play fool you. It's separation. We're trying to bring our people back. You got to understand how the enemy works and how the Father works. The Father is trying to bring the family back together. The enemy is trying to keep the family divided, keep us separated, keep the man out the household, keep the woman at work, keep the children busy. Nobody can focus. Everybody on a different page. Now, when you throw the cell phones and the technology into the picture, oh, it's a whole different ballgame. And this is what I mean. Each and every one of us can walk outside right now, and you see every single person on their cell phone. Gone. Just disconnected from reality. If it's not on their phone, they're not paying attention. Now, is a phone a bad thing? No, I ain't saying that. Having a phone is not a bad thing. The abuse of these phones is a bad thing. Overusing your phone is a bad thing, and it's bad in multiple ways. It's bad for your health, and it's bad for your critical thinking. Because the more you run to this machine that will give you answers, you're not using your critical thought. So it's like a muscle that's not being exercised. You're not stimulating. So if you pay attention to the kids, because we're grown, we can figure certain things out and stop from doing it. Think about these kids, though. Pay attention to these teenagers, young adults in their 20s. All the way up, because everybody is affected by the cell phones. But I'm trying to point out something. Because, like I said, us as adults, we can sit down and come together and come up with logical and, you know, use our common sense to figure certain things out, how to stop from doing it. But we first have to bring awareness to the table. Now, think about the kids, though. You think they thinking about what we're talking about? No, they're not. They just want to be connected. They want to speak to their friends, want to be able to speak to their family. They think that is, that's life. Technology is life to them because they grew up with it. We didn't. That's the difference. That's what they are not getting. We didn't grow up with technology. So we had a brief period where we used our critical thought, just like our elders did before us. They grew up in even a different time, even further away from technology, where it was all about, you know, us as people, communication, you know, interaction, because these are the things that's missing today. Like I said, education, separation, it's two great aspects in the three principles and helping our people understand how to figure themselves out. Because we all connected on one accord. The Father tells us this for a reason. It's about understanding what cord is he talking about. That's something that took me a little time to figure out myself in my life. But once you figure it out, that's the thing. You understand what it means to be humble. And be open-minded. And be caring and patient. You have all the traits that the Father has. This is not an act. Just some people haven't experienced enough in their life to bring about or speak about manifestations in their life because they never had none. But when you meet people that actually has solid testimonies and can tell you things that no ordinary, it changes your perspective. When you meet somebody that should have died and they're still alive and they're blessed, it changes your perspective when you see a person that came from nothing and built itself up. But always giving honor to the Father the whole way up. Them are factual things that you can't fake that stuff. You know, it's a lot of things that our people need to be re-educated on about our heritage. Ourselves, we need to reevaluate ourselves in real time, in the moment. We shouldn't always have to keep looking back to see what happened in the past that can't be undone. Them things can't be undone. They already happened. The only part of the book to me, and this is my personal perspective on this, the only part of the Holy Bible that most of our people read today that's very important right now, the book of Revelations. And I wouldn't put all my weight on this book because I pull from a lot more knowledge than this. But like I said before, a lot of our people focus is on this book. So it just makes sense for us to speak about this book sometimes to get our people perspective right. Because I'm not a brother to think I know everything, but I know what I know. And it's concrete and it's proof. I can always bring the proof forward, and I expect for our people to always do the same thing. Don't just say something. Bring the proof. Where's the proof? And we don't need to go over dates and times to prove nothing. We can use what's going on right now to prove. For instance, we're talking about the three principles. And, you know, some people don't have patience. That's a problem that we had today. With the elders, with the youth, they don't have patience anymore. But when I talk about what's going on with the cell phones. Don't nobody get it. But you take a moment. You see how dumbed down people are now, because that's basically where I'm going with my conversation. So many people have been dumbed down by these frequencies, by these cell phones, computers, electricity. There's a lot going on, from the CERN machine to heart. There's a lot going on people are not paying attention to that's affecting us daily. Changing your makeup, the way the Father created you. The 5G system itself will completely destroy a person's, organs. It's going to give people cancer. It's going to give people brain tumors. This stuff has already been proven in the states that's already using this stuff. It might not be in your state right now, but it's coming. Check the reports that's already been documented from people that's already using these new technologies. We have firefighters in California that reported their station pretty much, I don't know, maybe 80% of the people that were there suffered brain tumors. These are firefighters I'm speaking of. Firefighters. Documented, you can find the information. I've seen it for myself. Blew my mind. And it's like these people still slapping it up. They don't care about anybody's health. The government is really, really on one right now, if you know where I'm coming from. Maybe I can speak about that a little bit. I would like to touch on that. It's things that are not being promoted in the black community. Certain things in a political arena that needs to be addressed as much as biblical. Our people spend a lot of energy going over certain things politically that are biblical. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Political things that are biblical. There's a lot of political things going on in the scriptures. It's a lot of presidential things, kingship things going on. And it's the Father and our people are pretty much showing us how the government's supposed to work. Hebrew government. Not American. Not no other foreign entity. And this worked. Even the Messiah himself, walking the earth, followed. And if he said it worked and it was perfect, the Father's work is perfect. It's the man that worked. That's why it's important for us to always self-evaluate every day. Understand what we're headed in life. Don't just look at these laws that's about to affect us in this upcoming year, because things are about to change. Brothers and sisters, these laws ain't going to stay the same. We had a chip that will be coming out soon. And we're talking about the one that will be implanted into your hand, your right hand. Yeah, people might not think that this is real, but we see it. And we hear it. We see the other countries, the other cities, the cities and states in our country. It's already chipped. Political politicians, athletes, actors, yeah, a lot of them chipped already. They already accepted the bribe. They believe that's where their money is going to be safe. Their wealth is going to be safe. But it's clearly a setup. It's clearly a setup. And this is bigger than man. This is bigger than white and black. We got to remember what we all understand and what we was all told as kids to this day about the story of the Most High. And what's going on Earth, and what's really happening. We have Satan trying to get back into the heavens. And he's using man to create technologies that will help make this possible. But what did the Father tell us before? What did the Father tell us before this would occur? Before the full takeover would occur. They would be destroyed. Technology will be destroyed, and these things will happen in a way that most people are not thinking about. They're thinking of man-made wars and certain certain things happening on the earth that would cause these things, instead of looking at possibly come from the heavens. Things have been repeated in world's history that affected the geographical continents and the way our earth is shaped, the oceans. They weren't always this way. We all understand that, I'm sure. What you need to understand is this is about we in the midst of this happening right now. We have things going on where or people need to refer to certain things that's biblical. They're there for a reason. The Father kept this book relevant for a reason. Certain people done lost their faith. Now, we try to bring our people back to family. But some people might not understand. It's a lot of education missing within the Black Hebrew community. So the normal, and the quick way, the quick route, that's what most Black people accustomed to, right? They want the easy route. They don't want stuff to be so hard. They don't want to put any work in anymore. Brothers, to build our nation, to build these communities, to re-educate our people, we got to put some work in. This stuff ain't going to just come to us because we think we, you know, chosen or special. It don't work. That ain't how the Father working, as you can see. Black people dropping like flies, just like everybody else dropping like flies. So that means we're no special than nobody else in reality. Let's get real with ourselves. Quit letting these, you know, these misinterpretations, these misunderstood things that we should use common sense to figure out. Quit letting them things mislead you. Quit letting other people talk you into a hole where you don't use your brain. Because that's what our people are accustomed to. They used to giving up. They used to fold. I'm just keeping it real. Look at what we're seeing today. Our people haven't stopped working for white America yet. This is the problem all in itself. But nobody wants to hear that. Now ask yourself why. Ask yourself why these brothers and sisters wake up every day screaming at the top of their lungs on the internet and public, we Hebrew Israelites, this and that, we special, this and that, whatever they want to say. But yet they still won't put no foot effort to make no change happen. They self. Our people will not do anything right. You say the word, strike the Black people, they'll turn and walk in the other direction. Now you tell me, what is special about these Black men and women walking this earth today if they will not follow these laws that we need to bring our people back together? They won't even follow. So what they know? This is the problem in America. The same thing. Brothers here in America, most of them don't even know the law. Let's be real. Most of them don't even understand the law. They're just living. They don't research anything. They got brothers to go out here and, you know, be in the streets their whole life. Get caught up in the streets, catch cases, and guess what? Don't figure out what they did wrong until they done, you know, got caught up. Instead of doing the research. Same thing with this. With the politics. With the scriptures. With understanding each other. Like I said, Black people are accustomed to taking the easy routes. No, that ain't what our people did. You think that's what happened in these books? You think our people didn't go through some trials and tribulations in these books? You think these stories was passed down to us generation to generation for nothing? Yeah, the book done been altered. Yeah, it done been tampered with. But if you got common sense, you should understand what you read. You should understand it. You should have a great understanding of what the Father is trying to articulate to us and what our ancestors were trying to articulate to us about being our own people. Now, when I'm talking about with community, brothers and sisters, you got to get out of what you are accustomed to mentally. This Black Gentile lifestyle. A lot of our people suffer from this postpartum slave syndrome. That's what I like to call it. They use these excuses why they like the lifestyle they're in. They don't want to change. You can show them all the evidence. You can show show them all the truth and what we need to do and what would make them better off, their families better off. But somehow, in some way, black folks won't do it. Now, you have, if you're a black person like I am, a Hebrew man, woman, don't matter, you have to ask yourself, what's wrong with our people today? Because I ain't sugarcoat nothing. That ain't who I am. My brother Amos know exactly who I am. And I try to speak about everything in detail. I'm not going to just shoot a bunch of shots at you and just leave you with a bunch of cliffhangers. Now, I'm going to throw some stuff out there and help you see it. Because like I said, our people used to taking the shortcuts. We trying to bring into your remembrance who we are as a people. Yeah, we suffered a lot in this country. We've been through a lot in this country. We came a long way in this country. But if we gave up now, what was the fight for in our ancestors? We letting our people, our elders, and all those people that fought for this good fight. They died for nothing. If you give up now, technology is what's blocking a lot of people's focus. And I repeat that. Technology is what's going to destroy man. The artificial world that the elite was creating this whole time. They've been moving towards this. They just had to get the technology, at hand and use it to be able to enforce certain things. Now they got this technology. And it is the RFID chip. This is the mark. This is the mark. We see it clear as day. Once you accept this chip, the reason why you cannot turn back, and the Messiah himself told you going straight to hell, is for a reason. You automatically disconnect spiritually, physically, from everything that you were. This chip takes you over. Takes over your brain. Takes over your actions. For instance, you can wake up and have a thought like, I'm going to go in here, I'm going to do this, I'm going to take me a shower, start my day. But that might not be your actions. This shit might make you do something totally different. And that might be your thought. And that's what you really want to do. But this chip is not going to allow you to do it. That's what our people ain't get. This chip is going to control you. You will not be able to control anything anymore. They've been running experiments on soldiers. And these labs, just got to do the research. It's very serious. And they slow walking this in. They making you accustomed and getting you conditioned with this. You have to do your research, especially if you love your family. If you're a loving person like I am, love life, love people, you have to really look at this. 5G is a danger. The Jubilee year, we touch a little bit on. Next month, because they're here, towards the end of next month, the Jubilee year will end. What does this mean in Israelite community? This means that the holy time, like each Saturday, Sabbath, we're supposed to rest, this year was a resting period for Israel. Because Israel, most of Israel, for the fact, broke these commandments, it wasn't a resting time. There's a lot of details to go into this. It was a period for our land to rest, our people to rest, for us to come together and study more and do a bunch of other things that would have helped our people come to an understanding after 364 days of it. It's not too late. The point of the matter is these laws are about to change. After the holy year ends, oh yeah, you better believe our enemy know the holy year as well. But the Father tell us, they know that book backwards and forwards. What makes you think his people know? How you think they able to manipulate masses of people? Anyway, after the Jubilee year, these laws are going to change in our country. And we've been seeing the slow process that these, you know, these evil people controlling our country right now, because they're pure just out of their mind. I'm not trying to shed any light on that too much because it's pointless. They do enough of that in the media. I want to focus on us. I want to get you to look at things the way I see things. So you can at least have a different perspective other than your own. So maybe we can conversate later and have a conversation and bring both what we understand to the table. And, you know, that's how we build. With that, you got to understand what's going on. Make sure. Do some research. Find out the law changes in 2019. That been already in effect. They just wait for 2019 to come around. These laws are already in existence. They're just not taking effect yet. But once it's time, once the date rolls around, when they want to implement these things into the government, to the public, where we have to obey these laws, this is what's going to start waking our people up. And this what makes the Jubilee year even more important. Because if you understand the Father's time and why His time is perfect, this is going on right after the Jubilee year ends. Now, like I said before, if Israel come up out of the bullcrap and our people really just sit down and evaluate what we're doing as a nation, we know who we are. Okay, that's step one. It's time to move to step two. Bring our people together and stand on it. Then deny the enemy everything he got a stronghold on our people on. And that's the subject I brought up before, money. Our people can't stop working for one. I done brought, if you're a friend of mine on my account on Facebook, you will see I brought this to everybody on my list attention more than once about going on strike. I haven't seen one group of people that's Hebrew Israelites in America. I haven't seen not one group of people go on strike for no reasons. It ain't even got to be about what I'm speaking on. I haven't seen it happen for no reasons. But guess what? I pay attention to all the other races and how when they go on strike and they come together and they people stand as one, they always win. Our people haven't even tried it yet. And the reason why I'm saying this is the Jubilee year. We supposed to go on strike anyway, whether you know it or not. If you understand these commandments, you should understand what it's telling us about the Jubilee year. You should always have, it shouldn't always be a need for somebody else to teach you. Teach yourself. Ask questions, but teach yourself. A long list of very educated men in the present and from the past, they taught themselves what they know. So don't ever believe you can't do it. I did it. I've been with a bunch of educated people and learned a bunch of stuff from them. I have education myself. But what I'm saying is, I learned more on my own than I did with other people and from other people. Where I was able to bring back information and, you know, at times people was, you know, just amazed about how I got this information. But then when I show them where the information came from, like, you know, like, wow. And always my last word just came from research, bro. Just did a little work. That's all it takes. And our people got to recondition their thinking. That's what I mean about community. We cannot deal with the Hebrew community the way we did before. We have to separate, do no harm, and re-educate. These are all the things that's promoted in Scripture, though. We ain't making this stuff up. We just putting our little touch on it for our people today so you can understand it. We're getting this knowledge from the understanding of the Most High. And this is about all of us. See, when brothers learn how to be humble, and can build themselves up, but then take a step back and walk with your brothers instead of trying to lead them. Walk with them. Walk with your sisters instead of trying to lead them. Walk with them. We practice these little few things, it'll change a lot, child. Trust me, it will. I do it. I affect people every day. I live by these principles. And like I said, the things we want to share with each other, we do in private. What's the point of constantly broadcasting what we're doing? We ain't got to do that. We ain't got nothing to prove to nobody but ourselves. We ain't got nothing to prove to nobody but our children and ourselves. That we do understand, love, and appreciate our lives. And understand the hate and the tyranny that our people have been under for over 400 years in this country. I'm not going to be like everybody else and constantly tell you the things that you already know. I'm trying to open your mind up to think about the stuff you're not thinking about. Like what's headed our way within the next few months. I said the Jubilee year ended. Before New Year's roll around here, it's going to be some law changes that's going to affect every state, every city, and every black man and woman that's walking this earth today. I bet my life on it. That's how serious I know this is about to get for our people. The little small attacks we getting through the government right now, just that, little small attacks. Soon, we're going to get the big attacks where they're coming full-fledged for our people. It ain't going to be no trickery involved. It is all because our people want to be ourselves and Hebrew Israelites and stand on our, you know, our nationality and, you know, appreciate our heritage and, you know, show it publicly. We can't do none of these things without something ruffling the white community feathers, so to speak. And we don't care nothing about what they talking about no more. Them days over with. I really want our elders to understand that. Now, anything y'all talking about with peace, with this and that, when it comes to what they doing, ain't no peace. Get that out of your head. Y'all tried that. That ain't work. Excuse my language. That ain't work. Our people got to be bold as lions right now. We got to be real about this right now. We got to hold our ground right now and stand on our principles. And that's the point of this. Our community. We trying to build a community within a community. We ain't ask you to leave from where you are right at this moment. What we ask you to do is separate yourself from society. Be who you're supposed to be. Be with like-minded individuals. Don't go out and hang with people. Hang around people that are worldly. How's that going to help you? If anything, that's going to keep you looking backwards instead of forward. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals that's after the same thing you're after. It makes it a lot easier for you to get there. I've been through these cycles. It's the only reason why I'm bringing attention to it. And I would love to sit down with all my brothers and sisters one day and be able to share my stories and hear yours. Right now, we have to build our communities within our communities and start formulating certain things that's going to help our people. Stop waiting for the government to do something. You see what's going on. I mean, how many years and how many decades we had to go over what the government haven't done for black people? Come on, y'all. Is y'all serious? Let me be serious. We should be beyond that mess. We should have enough understanding to know that we got to do this ourselves. With the understanding, the blessing, the intelligence that the Most High gave us to do it with. We can do it. We got to try. Our people got to be willing to try. Like I said, I haven't seen a strike yet against anything for no reason. All of these young men and young women getting murdered in the street, city to city. Look at Chicago right now. Why haven't that city went on strike? You have to ask yourself questions like this about the leadership. What is the leadership doing right? Why is moms the word? Why you don't see any of these guys? No churches, no politicians, no black powerhouses that can speak and get to millions of people at once. You don't see any of these people ever, and it's for a reason. They're part of the problem. They're going to turn a blind eye continuously because they're protecting their wealth. In this country, if our people continue to move and abide by these laws, they will become the capitalists they hate. Because that's what's happening today. Black people show this image of being capitalists. And what's sad about it, they just capitalize off each other. They won't even leave our neighborhood to go make money, and you know, off another nation like other nations do to us. I don't see that. And if you do see it today, you know who's in control of the money flow, not them. Because let's make one thing real clear about servitude in our country and the labor in our country. It's the Jubilee year. You understand that. But do you understand the scriptures and what the scriptures are telling us about the Jubilee year? And like I said, we're supposed to be on strike as Israelites. This would have helped gain our identity back. And you know why? Because if we're not making them any money, they ain't making no money either. If we don't go to work, they can't make no money. We can't pay no bills either if we ain't got no money. So you see how the Father canceled out both things at once with one stone? You worried about how you gonna keep a roof when the Father got a better plan for you, but you ain't listening to his initial statement. He told you to let it go. That's basically what the strike is for. Let everything go. Yeah, you're gonna lose it all. That's the point of it. Why would you want to hold on to something that's enslaving you? Why would you constantly want to go to work for the rest of your life in a system that don't favor you? Because we're going to have to work in a nation that we are, Israel. What makes you think that nation is going to build itself? Even if we're not dealing with the money that we deal with today, we still need a system of currency. Trade, you know, even if it's just giving a person love from the bottom of your heart, and that's all you can do. We have to start from the bottom to build our people up. These are aspects we got to think about right now. And that was my point of community. We have to view everything. See what our options are. You know, don't cancel out anything. But our people first have to come together and have some meetings, some real meetings. Not no meeting that you come and get an emotional high and then you leave and go right back into the cycle you was in. No, that ain't the meetings I'm talking about. I'm talking about a real meeting. Well, when you leave this meeting, your aspects of life change. Your aspects of family change. Your aspects of government change. And not because we trying to make you believe something, but because we going to shed the light on the things they trying to hide from you. That's the point of this. Our people been getting lied to. And our people been accepting the lies. This is something we cannot do no more. And a lie that's being accepted now is that it's okay for you to be working when you're clearly breaking the law, Hebrew people. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody lie to you about anything. Go read that book for yourself. Yes, we're in the Jubilee year. We see what it says. You can't break this covenant. And our whole nation done broke this covenant. But it wasn't on purpose. We understand that, right? Because we're coming into the realization of these things now. Every 50 years, our people they drop the ball each time. Why? Because of ignorance. Not having the education they supposed to have about these politics that they live in by day to day, that they accepted and signed off on. If you just pay attention to certain things, you won't sign off on if they don't sound right. Like under Obama, let's go back a year or two. Under Obama, our elders in a church that exists that we grew up in, our grandparents grew up in, they sold all their rights to the government. As far as their identity, there's no such thing. People might still have the name, but there's no such thing as a Christian church anymore. Yeah, that's reality. No such thing as a Hebrew church anymore. They are all one body, one identity now, under the beast system, the Roman Catholic orders. The Roman Catholic Church is the only church that exists in this world. They playing a game with you. And it's only because you ain't educating yourself to know what's going on with the politics and the laws that are written down that people are living by. If you think you're fooling somebody, you ain't fooling nobody but yourself, brothers and sisters. Do the research. Things are about to change. The new world order is taking center stage right now. 5G is their program. The Roman Catholic Church will be playing a big part in the coming years in everything that's going on and will happen in the government. Will be because of what he's doing and his position of power that our government will be following his lead. We have a lot to cover, but the little time I have on the air, I can't cover it all. I can only give you so much. And this is why it's important to talk amongst ourselves and foreign communities now. Don't wait to the last minute to try to do this. You're not going to have any time. Time is really running out, and it's gone now. People just haven't realized it yet. But certain things are about to happen within the law and the politics and celestial. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, you might want to read, you know, Revelation 16. It's a very in-depth and very colorful scripture about the things to come, mainly at the end. At verse, let's see, it's telling you about a celestial event that would occur and that would destroy pretty much the face of the earth. And the government knows about these things. Don't think I'm talking about something they don't already. They understand these things. This is why they have these FEMA camps, these underground bases, where they're going to be able to take their families and their selves and go hide while this event occurs and everybody on the earth get wiped out, or whoever don't survive get wiped out pretty much, because it's going to be survivors. It was before and it will be again. But it's through preparation that people gonna survive. See, if you constantly blinded by work, family, just personal, carnal issues, you're not gonna see what's really going on. You're gonna miss it every day. You're not gonna see the visual you need to have that the Father gave us a long time ago. He gave us the instructions. His signs are on the sun, moon, and stars, in the sky. We done seen the changes, the blood moons, the eclipse. We done seen all these things occur. He said it would happen. Right before everything else that was going to follow happened. Because these are signs of things to come. And what's to come is a celestial event that will impact America and will impact many other countries in many different ways. And in the book of Revelations, what I said, 16, I'm going to start in verse 18. So if you have your books out, read with me, please. Revelation 16:18, and there were voices, the thunders and lightning, and there was a great earthquake, such as not since men were upon the earth, so mighty of an earthquake and so great. Now, what I just told you is this event is about to occur that our people knew happened before. See, the details got lost in history of what our people were really trying to articulate to us. The Bible done been dumbed down so much, and so much have been taken away, books that are missing, where you don't have any time to think about certain things. Well, if you do the research that's connected to scriptures, you get a better picture of what the scriptures is actually trying to tell us. So that's what helped me understand this book. And let me go on to the next verse. And the great city was divided into three parts. And the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before the Most High, to give it to her the cup of the wine of fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away. Now think about that. Every island fled away, every one of them. Something major had to happen, brothers and sisters. Something major going to happen. And our people foresaw this. But why? Because something happened in the past that they seen before. And they were highly educated in certain things we done lost education about. And, I come to study certain things that make me understand that a lot more clearer. Our people ain't thinking about certain things, so it's like out of sight, out of mind. They're not focused on it. But if we bring remembrance back to certain things, our people can see it. Now, to go on, I'm in verse 20. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed the Most High because of the plague of hail. The plague thereof was exceeding great. Now think about that. What would cause something like this? A meteor shower. And if we going through something, or we passing through something in space that our people are not familiar with because they don't have the education, or just haven't educated themselves about what's going on enough to know where we are today in the aspects of heaven. Let's go back to the Day of Atonement. What happened the Day of Atonement, if you can remember? Certain stars lined up over Jerusalem. The Day of Atonement was marked as the day that the Most High Son, the Messiah, was killed. This is a day of remembrance. Now, on that day, the stars lined up over Jerusalem. Certain things spiritually started happening since that time. Our country has been crumbling day by day. The government is falling apart. The president at the helm don't know what the hell he's doing. He's not a horrible man, but he's not a politician either. So with that being said, it's things that he's pushing and allowing as a president that's never been done before. He's broken records of stupidity. You know what I'm saying? All this racism that we now see for no reason, all because of the government allowing certain things and pushing certain things. Brothers and sisters, y'all got to wake up. You can't get comfortable with this. You cannot let yourself get comfortable with seeing your brothers and sisters getting shot down on the street every time you turn on the news, every time you walk outside. This should make you very uncomfortable. Children being kidnapped and raped, killed. Knowing that these people been kidnapping and murdering kids for decades and centuries. This stuff's supposed to affect you. Not in the way where you get scared, but in the way where you get angry. And not reacting angry, but angry enough to do something about it. And what you need to be doing is disconnecting from this society altogether. They only got control of you because you want something they got. And what's that? What you accustomed to today, brothers and sisters. Money and technology. You like your creature comforts. The Israelite people gonna have to break the spell that's over them right now. They scared, and my, because I'm an Israelite man myself, and I see the fear on our people. It's like they scared to let go of what they're accustomed to, and don't put no faith in the Most High and His promise to us. We have to take Him at His word for this stuff to work, and that's what our people ain't willing to do. I'm not gonna sugarcoat. Nothing. It's no point. We ain't got nowhere with that. Your feelings ain't important right now. Our future is. Our lives are. Seeing another day is. Because every day we see, we have another chance to change our circumstances. And helping each other, we get there faster. You know, there's a lot of things I said that we need to handle in private. That's why I won't go into certain things. People might want me to talk about it. No, you have to come and join this community. This is not a movement or nothing like that. No, it's a this what we're doing is a nationality thing. This is an identity thing. This is making sure we line back up with ourselves, our nation, these laws, get our people disciplined and the things they need to be disciplined back in. Get the women straight in the household again, the children straight. Again, this stuff takes work. You can't just expect to hear a lecture and then voila, things fix themselves. This gonna work. Our people done did a lot of damage ignoring these covenants and these laws. We have to fix this. And the only way to fix this is doing right. Doing bad right. Following the covenant. Honoring our brothers and sisters like we want to be honored. We appreciate the living. We honor the dead, but we appreciate the living. We among the living, right? So we should spend our time with the living, not looking at the dead. That's what the world doing. They honor the dead. statues of people that passed on, pictures. That's idol worship. We don't do that. We're not going to praise each other either. There's no point in that. We should honor each other by helping each other. And when we have great ideas, great business ventures, we should support one another. We shouldn't look at our brothers that's, you know, suffering financially and just watch them suffer. Where they do that at? That ain't New Israel. I ain't talking about New Israel for nothing. It's New Israel. This is new. This ain't old Israel no more, where things were allowed to happen and nobody checked it. This ain't old Judah no more, where all the stuff that happened in them people is constantly happening. You know, come on now. All them laws the Christians created, even the stuff going on in the Hebrew Israelite church, it's not really benefiting our people at all. I don't care what these black preachers say. They're hypocrites. None of the money is coming back from the church the way it's supposed to be working. Every 50 years, that money's supposed to come back to the community our people put into it. Oh, I know a lot about how this church stuff works. That's a lot of money, brothers and sisters. A lot of money bestowed out of these churches. Right before your eyes. All because of what? Ignorance. Not knowing what the preacher doing. Not knowing what he signed off on. A long time ago, because it wasn't the preachers we see today that did it. It was maybe their grandfather six generations back. Signed off on some bullshit. And it's been going on and benefiting just their households long as they follow them. Them little laws that go along with what's going on in church. Do we really have to go into the details? Because it's important for you to do a little research, brothers and sisters. Please. We come to the show to bring awareness to certain things, touch on a bunch of different stuff. But what would be the point if our people ain't reacting to it? We need our people to react. Don't keep getting up thinking it's okay for you to keep going to work for white America. It was wrong from the first day of the Jubilee year. It's wrong now. I made mistakes myself, but at least I'm man enough to tell you, brother and sister, who else doing it? I'm telling you the truth. We have to repent from the things our elders have allowed, ourselves have allowed, and we cannot let this continue to go on. We can't keep pointing the finger at other nations, white people, or any other nation of people. Got to kind of look at ourselves right now. We have to understand, we have to be firm on what we need to be firm on before anybody else going to take us serious. You can't keep expecting for business, the business world, to take you serious. You come in dressed like a thug, talking like a thug, acting like a street nigga. I'm from the generation where I can speak like that because I'm from the streets. I understand what it takes to change yourself. We have to change ourselves. I don't know if y'all remember the rapper Tupac. Before he passed, he made a song, and he said the very same thing. Our people got to change. Got to be willing to change. Now, this was over 20 years ago. My brother was telling our people then, you know, this was a very powerful figure for the young community. He empowered a lot of people to do what they're doing now. A lot of people are successful behind certain things he helped us with. And I can honestly say that because I learned a lot from this brother. I met him one day in my life. I went to a concert and I met this guy. But I never really knew he made some music that, you know, was controversial, whatever. But he left a lot of messages you can listen to in his music now that makes sense to this day. Still relevant. Now that's powerful. And I would like for our people to get focused on understanding what we're trying to accomplish before the Jubilee year ends. The Father is so powerful and so much of the Almighty. He can work with the little time we got left and change our whole nation. You think he can't do it? Oh, he can do anything if you listen. He can wait to the last second and change everything right before the clock tick. That's how powerful the Most High, the creator of heaven and earth, is. Some people just ain't built the relationship they need to understand what we're dealing with today. These white folks don't control nothing. So quit being inferior to these people, black people. That's all I really want to say. And that's really what my point of my conversation is at any time, any day. Quit being inferior to people that are inferior to you. How can you bow down to a people that's lower than you? And the reason why I say they're lower than you, how can a group or a nation wrongfully and knowingly do somebody or another nation bad and continuously do it and don't have no repentance in sight ever from what they're doing wrong? That's what we're dealing with today with white people. Look how these white people act. You have some of the smile on your face, but you guarantee you, I guarantee you, when they get with their family, they talking as reckless as they are. Them niggers this, them niggers that. Them niggers, niggers, niggers. Oh, yeah. I got no problem saying. Like I said, I'm from the hood too. But what these white folks ain't understanding, this generation ain't going for. We might be patient, we might be loving, and we might be humble. But what the hell we ain't is stupid. We ain't about to go for this bullshit again. What happened to our elders for two jubilees straight? It's not going to happen to us. Because guess what? I'm not alone in this walk. I'm not alone in this fight. There's plenty of people out here working to wake our people up, and our people are waking up. And we're starting to understand how they enslaved our people in the first place. And it's by these laws. It's by these jobs. Because these jobs is what got our people in servitude and stuck on stupid to this day. And they can't seem to get out this trap. Take a moment and you listen to what the Most High told us and what our ancestors told them. We talk about intelligent men, highly intelligent men, close to the Father. We ain't just talking about ordinary people. And you can tell that these men were highly intelligent by how they use their words. How the things that happened in the time that it happened then, how they can prophesy about things that would happen thousands of years later, and it's accurate. You can't get this bad. This ain't, you don't freak stuff like this. This takes intelligence to be able to articulate these timelines. To speak to us, it's like they standing right there beside us. We read them words, and you understand what you read. It's like they standing right next to you. And what I want to leave you with, brothers and sisters, before I go, is the fact that we need to be showing more love to ourselves. And when I say ourselves to our brothers and sisters, husband and wives, spend a little bit more time with each other. Don't let your work schedule throw you off of what you need to be appreciating the most, your loved ones. Because at the end of the day, when all the money stopped, if you were to lose everything you have right now, what ain't gone? Your family. Your family gonna always be there. Before you had money, they was there. And when your money gone, they gonna be there. So if we learn to use the things we had that the Father gave us and be thankful for the little things he gave us, he'll show us, put in for the little bit. He'll give us a lot to work with because he know we can handle it. And this is something that our people got to understand. We got to humble ourselves. The elders got to humble themselves to listen to the youngsters. The youngsters got to humble themselves to listen to the elders. These are principles we all done grew up living by. But we need to articulate this publicly and promote this publicly within our, within our own communities more frequently. Don't let another day go past and you just go back into zombie mode and go back into this matrix that they done built for us. And you just know what's wrong, but you ain't doing nothing to fix it. We fix it by coming out of it. I stop paying these bills. It might sound kind of harsh now, but when you think about the long run, they only got control of you because you want what they got. That's all it is. You want them houses. You want that property. You want that peace of mind that they got from the things that they had as materialistic view. We can always get them things and make them things over again and better. We can go even higher than what they doing. Our people got to give ourselves a chance. We got to give ourselves a chance. You understand me? We can't keep giving up on ourselves and expect for somebody else to pick us up. I love each and every one of the guys and the sisters that tune in. It's important for us to communicate with each other on a regular. And I would love to constantly be able to talk to my brother and sister, ask any questions you might have about what we're doing on, with these three principles within our community or outside of what we're doing to bring our people together, because it's all about us. This is a serious and urgent message for the Hebrew community. We can change everything if we do what we're supposed to do and stop letting things just go on. Don't just accept what you're told. That's what our people have been doing. They've been accepting the law change. They've been accepting the mental abuse, the racism. They've been accepting it. Because if they were not, things would be changing right now. Things would be happening right now. Our mothers, our fathers, the ones that lost children, husbands, wives, they will be highly, highly in our face on a daily basis. And we can't blame them. We can't look at them and expect for them to have more courage than us. We're supposed to be supporting them. They don't want to lose somebody. We should be supporting them. We should be rallying around them, because we can't replace that person they lost. But we can bring and overflow them with the love that they lost by giving them love. That's what needs to be practiced in the black community from this point on. Don't keep accepting the stereotypes. We can't get along or anything to them natures. I'd like to end the show today with the message of understanding what's going on with the police. September, we will be coming to it. If our people don't figure out what they need to do as a community to separate themselves, you can expect for things to be worse than what they are. Families to be more separated than what they are today. People to be violated and killed a lot more frequently than what they are. I would like to end the show. Please tune in to the next broadcast of the agenda. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for tuning in. Have a great day.
What's up? Suzanne, I'm calling to let you know that we have been granted a